You're listening to the Collective Brain Network.
Hi, excuse me. Can you record a promotion for my podcast?
Hey, hey, this is Sonny Bono. Just want to share my love of the Collective Brain podcast with you cats. I got you, Jay.
This is episode 218 of the Collective Brain Podcast. Joining me this week are Ken.
Hey, Dean.
We've got Brad.
Yep, yep.
And Jimmy.
Hey, what's the hell?
Okay. Let me turn on my Google Translate. Okay, there we go. He called me a sunburned zebra.
Whoa.
So, Ken, what's black and red and white all over?
A zebra in a blender.
Okay. So we're going to jump right into it. The big white elephant in the room. Does anybody here have coronavirus?
I got drunk on Corona once.
Whoa, I got drunk on Corona once too.
Yeah, it felt like I had a virus.
No, right. I don't have it.
Does anybody know of anybody that's even a relative that has, you know, and knows a neighbor that's had it or has it?
Well, not really, not yet.
No.
It's coming.
Yeah, I know.
Not really. Well, they say there's three or four cases in Missouri now, or more than that.
Yeah, less than five, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. But, it's been pretty crazy. Anybody been to the grocery store lately?
Oh, my God. I went tonight on the way home. Jesus, Lord.
Oh, man.
You would think it was the end of the freaking world, man.
Yeah.
I took pictures. Maybe I'll send them to Jay and you can post them.
Oh, yeah. I could do that.
I took pictures of the meat section, which there was none.
Yeah.
You know how, like, when you go to Schnucks and they got, like, the section at the end where they like butcher will cut your special cuts of meat, you know, they got all the stuff in there. No, not one thing in there. Was off, dark, shut down.
Oh, nobody. My gosh. How about all seafoods?
All the meat. No, there's nothing, dude. There's nothing. All the meats, except for a few things, were all empty.
Yeah.
I went to get a loaf of bread. Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
Not a loaf of bread to be found anywhere.
Man, I am so happy I went yesterday because I stocked up on meat. I stocked up on bread. Like, I've got stuff in the freezer. Like, we're going to wait this thing out.
Yeah, get prepared.
How are the stores in Marissa?
Well, I went on last Friday afternoon. And
there's probably plenty of stuff there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was doing my normal... Yeah, you know, a grocery shopping trip, and I had messaged Jimmy, and I had messaged that morning, and you know, he gave the warning that, yeah, because he'd been over there earlier Friday, and he said, yeah, the whole back wall, you know, with the toilet paper and all that kind of stuff, that's empty, which I'd heard that already. I was like, that sucks, but anyway, so I didn't know what to expect as far as the rest of the stuff, but yeah, I got everything I went there for, and I even went a little. Got a little extra, you know, but I wasn't planning on, you know, weeks of nothing, you know, empty stores or anything. So if I had known, I would have grabbed a little more, but yeah, I'd be fine. But the sucky thing is, I even had toilet paper on my shopping list, like the last time I went shopping, and I was like, well, I've got a couple left. I'll be good next time. And that's when the world ended. And now, you know, there's nothing. I have no toilet paper. Well, I've got a couple left, but
yeah,
we'll see how that goes. I told the kids, if you got to go to the bathroom, let me know. We'll go visit, you know, grandparents or friends or something.
They make product called Dude Wipes now. So if you find some of those, you can grab some of those.
Dude wipes?
Dude wipes, yeah.
Dude wipes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I woke up early, like at 3 a.m. on Friday, and I, I was like, I smell this shit coming. So I got up and went over there.
Man.
Did you buy like 50 rolls or?
No, I actually went over. I woke up at 3. I must have had a dream about it or something. But then I was like, oh shit, I forgot. My pets are going to need some food too.
So yeah.
I was like, I went on Amazon and my normal purchase was out. And I was like, oh. So I got up at 3:05 a.m., drove over to Sparta. Got the cat food, went straight back to the back wall and got the cat food and the cat litter and noticed that the rest of the wall where the TP and the, everything was empty, but everything else in the store was fine. Got home and I just got an update from a friend. He just messaged me. He said, now he was just over there. Walmart was almost out of everything in grocery.
Oh my
God. Nothing in the meat, dairy, frozen foods.
Wow.
It's all gone.
It's crazy.
So my backup plan, yeah, I wasn't panicked yet. I was like, well, I'll just go home and jump on Amazon. Yeah, I did that. And this was Friday. Everything was sold out. And there were a couple things that I found, but they were like 80 or 90 packs. You know, and there was like $90 and
yeah,
but
you're like, damn it, I'm not doing that.
But it wasn't going to be in stock until March 30th.
Oh.
So I was like, well, that's not going to help. Because at that point, I was like, well, I don't know, I'll always use toilet paper. I won't have to buy it for a year or whatever. So maybe right. I'll do that just to have, so I don't have to mess with it. But nope. So I'll just wing it. You know, after 9 years of doing this podcast, I've realized I can just wing it.
You can.
You know, I'll get through it.
Sure, you have some old magazines around or something you could
sure.
use. Some napkins from some Taco Bell napkins in your glove box or something.
The Jehovah's Witnesses ever come by?
They know everybody's home now. I saw that. Did you see that?
No.
They give out free copies of the Book of Mormon, don't they?
Yeah, they've got paper product, yeah.
I saw that meme the other day. It's like, oh, Jehovah's Witnesses are going to have a field day.
Yeah.
At home.
They're going to be the carriers.
Man, okay, yeah, so.
Show up at my house.
An update from last week. So has it affected your guys' industry or job yet?
Ken, you want to speak to that, I guess?
It is starting to, actually, yes. A lot of the crews are cruise line business, not even cruise lines, actually. Just a lot of people who are having show movies, you know, a gathering, like they're canceling, so... I probably had 12 to 13 orders this morning that we had pulled and were supposed to ship out, and I went to ship them, and they were already canceled out. So,
The hospitals will probably still be doing well.
Yeah, hospitals are okay. We are still sending some cruise line stuff out, like Princess Cruise Lines.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one of the carnivals got... docked today with the crew quarantined somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Yeah, it's starting to actually. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll probably get worse. You know.
Right. How about you guys? You just must be dead.
Yeah. Everything was dropping off over this last week, and now we're just nothing and. And they expect it to go like 8 weeks. That's what they're kind of thinking in their mind.
My gosh.
And
yeah.
So we're just doing things with inventory in the warehouse and cleanup.
Right.
I mean, there's only so much of that you can do.
Sure.
So actually, I got an email. An email was sent out after I left today, and I was just checking it right before the show. And it said they may, for the hourly guys, go down to 30 hours a week. So, and then they can either use PTO, personal time, to make up the other 10 hours or just, you know, take it no pay or whatever. So I'm still waiting to hear about salary, too. Because
is that still, since it's 30 and not 32, or I guess they still have insurance coverage and all that.
Yeah.
Just as long as you use your personal time, right?
Yeah, and I don't know the details, but
our company is nice that they're we have unlimited personal time. So they're like, if you get sick, or if your family member gets sick, if your child gets sick, or you got symptoms, just stay home. Like, they're like, we have, you don't have to worry about your personal time.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is good.
So that's really nice of the company. I mean, Tim was like, you know, like, we don't have any debts. You know, we don't owe anybody any money. So
that was kind of not reassuring, but good to hear that.
Right.
You know, how many companies out there own their self lock, stock and barrel and don't owe anybody, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Not a lot.
Not a lot. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I felt a little better, and this was last Friday, I think it was. Our big president, CEO guy or whatever, put out a little video message, and you know, he was, and I've met this guy, he's pretty cool, but he was saying, you know, this is gonna end, we're gonna get through this, you know, it's just a temporary thing, we don't know how long it'll last, but he said, right. And then when business returns, we're gonna need every single one of you to continue the business. Mm-hmm. So that was a little promising, because I know companies or names of companies in the past, when something happens, knee-jerk is to cut 20% of the staff, you know?
Right. Right. Yes. We've seen that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Seen that and lived through that. Yeah.
So now I don't know, you know, if this keeps up for 2 months. I don't know what they're going to end up having to do, but, you know, right now there's no plans of it. But
our,
even school, if you have to take a look at it. Sorry. Go ahead, Brad.
I was going to ask Jay, is school canceled in Illinois?
Yeah. Today was the last day.
Do you have a date of return or no?
The 31st, the end of March.
Okay. We're April 3rd. And we're actually on spring break this week by happenstance.
Wow. That kind of worked out.
So, yeah. Like, it's going to be nuts. Like, it's just, I wish the weather would be better.
I know.
So we're not cooped up inside all day.
At least you could go outside and social distance but be outside.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's like you can still go for a walk or go to the park or something, but Jesus.
Yeah. Things get really bad. Ken, we're going to have to find out that secret fishing spot you go to over in Illinois with those monsters you pull out of there.
No kidding. We're going to need them for dinner, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm prepared. You know, if y'all need some deer meat or some fish, I'll be out there pimping.
Sure. You'd be trading that stuff for toilet paper.
Goddamn right. So it is really crazy, though, if you stop and think about it. I mean, just the stuff that's going on now is never, ever happened before.
Like, I was telling my wife, I'm like, I don't feel like it didn't get this bad after 9/11, but it was like the fear and panic, like directly after 9/11, like it's that same type of feeling, but I don't know how to explain it. It wasn't that, you know, like nobody was rushing to get to the stores, you know?
No. And that was, I think, more uncertainty versus, you know, you're not worried about getting sick. You're just worried about, you know,
right,
what's going to happen next. But
it's a fundamental difference. After 9/11, we were all like caring about each other and feeling together. And, you know, we were like, everybody banded together, and it was great. This is the exact opposite. Everyone is like, you, it's all for one.
Yeah.
I hope all of you, the rest of you die while I buy all the things I can buy. Like, stay away from me.
It is the
best, like, everyone for themselves society. I'm so glad the veil of bullshit has finally fallen. I'm not a nihilist, I don't think, but I'm almost like, finally. Shit's hitting the fan and I'm smiling. You know, all of it's, oh, it's so good. Because the truth is finally getting out. Everyone's like, everybody's going to eat each other, dude. It's going to be amazing.
It's like Walking Dead without the zombies.
We need zombies. That's what we need, some zombies. Be crazy.
Society, this society is such bullshit.
Well, why do you stay here, man?
Because I'm a plebe and a sheeple just like everyone else. I don't have enough money to save up to leave to do goddamn. I don't have enough money to buy a goddamn passport.
Well, I mean, you can always exit.
But, yeah.
There's always that option, the exit bag.
Yeah. But it's pretty cool. So yeah. I'm just like, yeah.
You just enjoying the ride?
Yeah. I want to see how far down we all drowned.
Sure. Cool.
Yeah, everybody's like, can't take your kids to daycare, can't get rid of them. Everybody's going to be like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have had kids. You know, I'm going to find out if they actually love them or not.
Yeah, you do have to actually talk to your kids.
Yeah, this is going to be a totally cool new thing.
Back when I was a kid, we got left at home and had a TV dinner.
Right.
Fend for yourselves.
Yeah. Some Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, oh yeah, that was good stuff.
It was.
So, have you heard? You guys heard about like Great Britain or
London,
which is pretty much the opposite of ours, in that they think all the old people should be quarantined and all the young people should just go to work and do their own thing. Is that right? Is that what am I off base there or what?
Well, I mean, it's the old people that die from this, right?
Right. I mean, that's kind of what their thought is, doing the opposite of what we're doing. So we're telling everybody to stay home and, the economy's crashing. And their thought is, well, why don't we just make all the people who are most susceptible stay home?
Right.
And let the people go out and work, and young kids do what they do, because they're.
And I'm sure they got toilet paper on the shelves.
I'm sure they do. It's probably not pandemonium. So I'm just curious how that's going to pan out numbers wise for them. That'd be interesting to see.
I don't know, but we're like pretty neck and neck with Italy's stats from when they had it. If you follow the bar graph, like we're like right in step with how Italy's numbers just kept multiplying.
Yeah, it's not good.
No. Like, I think we're a little lower today than what Italy had, but it's still scary.
Kind of sounds
saying,
like, I'm just reading the lines, sounds like Boris Johnson tells people to work from home, keep out of pubs and clubs, and to stop all non-essential social contact for 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like the same here.
Meanwhile, we got Kid Rock's.
I read that. What a...
I guess it's the manager of Kid Rock's bar that's like, oh, if we don't stay open, it's like our free speech is being destroyed, or
I think it's we'll check that one up to natural selection.
Yeah, it's unconstitutional.
Give me a break.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty neat.
It's crazy.
We shouldn't have any problem driving into work tomorrow. There should be no traffic.
Hey, at least the gas price has dropped.
Dude, something now?
There's one bright side.
Yeah. But you got nowhere to go.
I can't believe
you can't go anywhere, but the gas prices are hella cheap right now.
Oh, yep. My God. Yeah, it's a except one fishing. I can't believe
you
it.
You can go fishing, Jay. Ken.
Oh, man. That'd be the best self-quarantining place to be right now.
That's right.
And you can stock up your freezer.
Yep.
Catch a bunch of fish and freeze them. Be out there and nobody around.
Yep.
I would love that. That'd be great. You know what? You wouldn't have to worry about it, really. If you lived out in the middle of nowhere, really?
Sure.
I mean,
that's probably the next thing that's going to be coming. They're going to be like, okay, the game wardens are out enforcing limits. People get off the lake.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Wouldn't that be great? And like you pull, you go to a really secluded lake that you're like, oh, nobody's going to be here. And there's like 50,000 boats and
all. Like, Jesus Christ. You, dude, I think you may have, I'm thinking that's coming.
I wouldn't doubt it. I saw, what was it, one of these cities, people were lining up, maybe New Jersey or something. Everybody's lining up to buy a gun now because they're afraid like Armageddon's coming, you know, people are going to try stealing their food and shit. And it's like, oh my God, this is just out of control.
And don't forget, like, I'm like, yeah, this virus is wild stuff. What's going on? Like, there's going to be something, there's going to be something else going on. Somebody's sliding some stuff around. Something's going on. Like, this has got to be a distraction from something.
You mean like all the money that's being dumped into the stock market from the Fed?
Oh man!
And like they're trying to pass quietly through Congress a no encryption law. You can't do encryption point to point encryption anymore. And renew the Patriot Act. They're trying to run those through quietly right now.
I don't know how they get through the encryption thing. How the hell? How would they police that?
I don't know. At the ISP level, I guess, or something.
Like we encrypt our movies.
A phone company, yeah. That's why it's important.
Such craziness.
Yeah, I don't know. We're supposed to have lift training tomorrow, or we're having it. I'm like, okay, that's a great idea. Let's put some people in the service industry from all over into a room for all day.
Yeah, as long as it's less than 50.
Yeah, then the virus doesn't exist, right?
Right. Yes, you're correct.
The crappy part is I just started and I won't have health care till May.
Yeah.
So if I get sick from somebody tomorrow, well, I'm not paying it. Let's put it that way.
Okay,
maybe,
I'm back.
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Wow,
corona, market time.
Corona death talked, everybody.
I heard. Yeah, so, yeah, I heard they've got the cure already. We're going back to work. Is it? I was gone so long.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
We're worried about you. We thought you were maybe editing already this episode.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Guys, slow down. I can't keep up with the edits.
It's interesting. Have you guys heard of Event 201?
No.
In regards to this thing, uh-uh. Not unlike the practice exercises they ran before 9/11, they ran a scenario in October. It was called Event 201. You can Google it.
And it was,
what would happen in a pandemic, and what are the things that we can profit from? And so all of a sudden a pandemic broke out.
So. They failed the test.
the test. They learned a lot, I guess. I don't know.
Did they? I guess. Well, the Charmin company, their stocks are probably going down too.
Sure. Walmart's making a killing. All the grocery stores are making a killing.
Yeah, but if they can't get product in, they're not selling. Right?
Depends on where it comes from.
China.
How much is domestic?
Wuhan.
Wuhan.
Yes, yeah. Great.
I don't think our food is made in Wuhan.
That you know of.
Well, yeah, we'll find out.
So, I was changing my fishing line the other day and look at the back of the box. Made in China. God damn it.
Yep.
Son of a...
So the other thing that dawned on me over the weekend was... I hadn't done my taxes yet.
Yeah, I haven't done mine either.
So I was like, oh boy, with all the closures, how's this going to... But anyway, I got a hold of
They're talking about extending the date. I don't know if that's happening or not. But.
So I had mine done after work today, so everything's good for me. Man, the guy I've been using for over a decade... Well, actually, the original guy I did use... he retired a couple years ago, and his son took over. But it's like every year they bump up the fee, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And I know it was going to be like $300 this year.
Woo! Jesus.
And I'm just like, all right, this is ridiculous. So I found a guy on my drive. I mean, it couldn't be more convenient. And yeah, it was like $90. You know, it's mine's a mm-hmm. little, well, it's not really that tough anymore, but it's the whole Missouri, Illinois thing, you know, that they always yeah. use that as extra fee, you know, extra cost.
Dude, I just use TurboTax.
Yeah.
Right away. Boom. Paying a little bit more, but it's done. Don't have to deal with people.
So have you done yours, Ken?
Yes, I think they're pretty much done for the most part. Haven't sent them away or anything, but I had a little, some of the music stuff. I had W-2s from some of the bars we played that we had to figure out, which that kind of sucks, but I got hit with those, so.
All right, well, I think we've had enough of Corona update for this week.
Yeah.
Until next week.
Yeah. As fast as this stuff's changing, it's going to be interesting to see week to week.
I think next week we're going to be in the thick of it.
I think so,
there's
too.
Going to be a lot of death coming.
I hope not. I'm thinking in 2 weeks we'll probably have a little better idea what's how bad it's going to be.
Yep.
Yeah, and imagine, I was thinking about this too. Imagine if this was hitting like back in the 50s or 60s. You know, man, it would really dent the Earth's population, you know, because right now, you know, with the internet and all that kind of stuff, technology,
right?
We knew about it right away. We've been watching it come, you know, we're preparing right. for it, you know, so, but if, back then, you didn't know anything about it. All of a sudden, it just spreads. You know, it's.
Well, I mean, look at the Spanish flu back in like 1918. Like millions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, man. Yeah. Yep.
Hell, even the swine flu. You know, years back. That sure. That was pretty ugly. I didn't realize that till. You know, they start talking about all this stuff. You know, all the people that died from the swine flu, like. Well, I don't even remember that. I mean, I kind of remember it being a thing, you know, but nothing like this.
Yeah.
But a lot of people died from that crap. I'm like, wow. Craziness. Craziness, ladies and gentlemen.
I may have to make the decision that we're going to have to start doing this podcast from home, not reporting to the studio. Okay.
That might be a good decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need at least 5 feet. Proximity space. So
right.
What if AI has just figured out how to kill humanity? Like AI just figured out how to release this disease, and it's gonna knock us down for when we're weak, and everybody start, and then it's gonna hit us with the machines.
Yep, they're gonna kill us all.
I think that printer in the office I'm at's been eyeing me for a while.
It's going to start throwing your paper at you, and you're going to get so many paper cuts.
Yep.
That you're going to bleed out.
Ouch!
I would like to see that in a movie.
Those 3D printers are going to print out guns and shoot you.
They're going to print out nuclear bombs.
Yeah, nuclear.
I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. You know,
all right.
What is this a distraction from? Maybe the UFOs have given the government a time that they're going to decloak and reveal themselves, but everybody's going to be inside not to see it.
Or maybe some idiot Chinaman just ate some bad bat soup.
Yeah.
Or it was developed in a lab in Montreal.
Eh? It'd be called coronavirus.
Well, I will say this. Nothing's going to distract us from squeezing in another brain theater.
Ooh. Oh, we got to limit the number, though.
Crowbar it in.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, there's only a limited number of seats this week. Oh,
it's only 49 seats available.
All right, well, let's head down there and get this thing going. end of the school day. Various costumed cheerleaders drive by. They are piled in an El Camino and honk the horn. Helen and Cindy walk with Jack. Jack carries Helen's backpack and golf clubs.
So, bad news. I can't go to the square dance tonight.
Seriously? Seriously?
Seriously?
I got a call to babysit. They needed somebody at the last minute.
I get it. You didn't let up about me going, and then you back out.
It's good for you to go. You're going out with Stanley now. You'll hang with him, with his midget friends. It's his scene. You can't just use homework as an excuse, can you? Can you?
Maybe I like doing homework. I'm not being antisocial. I'm just practicing proper social distance.
You're sheepish, only like in a very fresh way.
They get to Helen's car.
Look, I wouldn't bail on you, but I need some cash. So I said I would. You'll have fun. I pinky promise.
Helen said if I behave, I can come over after the kids' nighty night and do cool stuff, you know, like clean dishes, mop up, keep her company, you know.
You're like my helpful pet. I appreciate you, Jack. If you help me mop and do dishes, I'll paint your toenails. Enough of this, right? We're adults with mohawks.
She takes her backpack and golf clubs from him.
Fine, Cindy. Hey, want to get matching tattoos so we can remember this day forever?
Helen laughs. Cindy turns and sees Larry and Stanley walking across the parking lot.
Hey, there's Stanley. I'm going to catch up with him. You guys go on without me.
Okay. If not, you're displeased with me. Are you displeased with me?
No. I just thought it'd be more fun if you'd hang out with me. That's all. Stanley's sweet. But I'm still getting used to the idea. I don't know. And his non-binary friend?
All right, that's... that brings a close to that. Okay, everybody leave. All right.
Oh, well, hey, I forgot there's one good thing about internet. Data caps over here have been...
Yes,
have been,
I saw that. Jimmy sent that.
Lifted. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so now I got to find out what I can...
Yeah, because everybody's stuck at home now. They're going to need that.
I got to find a bunch of games to download and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, do it quick. Do it quick.
That makes me so mad. My internet went up by $10. I called today to talk about it. I called them today and my bill went up. They changed because I was grandfathered into an old policy. And now they've blanketed across the whole country, they've changed all the plans, got everybody into this new system, which is basically the same bullshit Comcast system of the data caps.
Yeah.
My internet went up $10 and I lost 2/3 of my bandwidth.
Ooh.
I went from unlimited, which was basically like a 1 terabyte, to now to 300.
Is there anybody else that you can go through?
Nope.
Or they got you over the barrel, so to speak.
Yep. Well, there's DSL, but that's pretty much there's no getting around it.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, like, you couldn't even threaten to cancel, you know?
Oh, yeah. Because if they sometimes say, go ahead, you threaten, it's like yeah.
I'll keep it this price or I'm going to cancel it.
I would. Like, go ahead. I'll tell you. It's the first time. Like, not like we're ever going to get anybody else out here in the Corn Belt, but
yeah, that's the problem. You got no ammo.
It happens. I'm totally gone.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long.
All right, with all this talk of, you know, the coronavirus and one of the big industries that have been hit, actually one that kind of started early in the whole mess, is the cruise industry. Now, if you remember back in, I don't know, maybe 2012, it was pretty early in our podcast run, we interviewed a guy named Saul Rosenberg.
And oh, I remember that guy. Yeah.
You remember that?
That guy's classic.
Yeah, I had a recording of him talking with the cruise ship, the cruise lady. He had won a free cruise. And so we had the audio of his phone call with the company when they were trying to set it up for him. And it didn't go very well. And so we had him on the show. We played the whole clip on that episode. And we talked with Saul about, you know, what had happened and why he ended up not going on the cruise, that kind of thing. So with all the talk of the cruise, he immediately came to mind a couple of weeks ago. And I think I mentioned it last week that I was going to try to find him. I did track him down, and it took a little while, but I'm glad to say I'm going to give him a call right now, and we're going to interview him. This is like, I don't know, I need to look it up, 8 years later or something. So we'll see what's been going on and that kind of stuff. So anyway, let me give him a call here.
Hi, hello, hello. Oh, well, excuse me. Let me take my corona mask off.
Hey, Saul.
Hi, can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes. Hey, Saul.
Hi.
This is
Who's this, please?
This is Jay with the Collective Brain Podcast.
The Collective who?
The Collective Brain Podcast. I talked to you a couple days ago. We had interviewed you back in 2011. When you had won that free cruise. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, yes. That was so... Oh, I still remember that like it was yesterday.
Right. So with all the talk of the cruise industry, that you came to mind a couple weeks ago, and we still do the show, and I wanted to bring you back on, see how you've been doing in the last 9 years, and see if you have any plans for any other cruises. So...
Well, you're not going to believe this. It's such a long story. But if you remember the girl who called me originally and said she would go with me.
Right.
Her name was Cache.
Yep.
And so when I finally got to go on the cruise, guess who went with me?
Did she go? Cache?
Being Cache.
Nice.
Oh, it was glorious. Oh, my gosh. It was just so special. And then we just stayed on the cruise ship for the longest time. And I finally – they hired me as an entertainer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'm like a ventriloquist kind of thing, but the dummies scare me though. I know it's frightening to me too. I just have to not look at them while we're performing.
So how long have you done that?
I've been doing that since 2012, and right now I'm stuck on the cruise ship because we're quarantined because of the coronavirus.
Right. Oh, so where are you? What dock?
Oh, down in Key Largo. Key Largo. Hey, since we're quarantined, I have a favor to ask, maybe.
Sure. Go ahead.
Do you know anyone that sells masks for your cats for the coronavirus, because my cats are at risk and I really want to get some coronavirus masks for my cats. because they are endangered. So our internet is down. So maybe you could just search for me for cat masks.
they're on the ship with you?
Yes, yes, they are. they're my just like my kids, really. I have at least three, and they just run around like willy-nilly, like everybody loves my cats. But what? I don't want them to get sick because people pet them and you'd kiss them on their heads, and it makes me crazy.
I don't blame you. Hey, Brad.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone who sells or manufactures cat masks?
Cat masks.
Yeah, for my cats.
I don't.
Because I don't want them to get the virus.
Right. Well, it's good talking with you. I don't. Jimmy, you have cats, right? Where do you get your cat masks at?
Jimmy, please help me. Jimmy.
Actually, I live so far in the country, I just let my cats go outside without masks.
Oh, I wish I could do that, but there's so many wild birds down here. They attack my cats, like, ka-ka! And they swoop on them, and I can't let them out.
We will look into it. Let's put it that way. And if I do find anything, I'll make sure to get them to you.
Oh, that would be great, because I asked Captain Stubby if he had any, and he couldn't help me. He just has those captain's hats that he has, no masks.
So do you pretty much live on the cruise ship now, or do you still have your apartment? Cause I remember
I moved to the Sun and Fun. I live on the ship now. It's glorious.
So do you miss Ernie, your old super, or your neighbor, Margaret?
Oh, Ernie. That son of a bitch. You know that, Ernie. He almost cost me that cruise because he wouldn't let me in my apartment. And Margaret, we had a falling out over my tomato plants because I was growing tomato plants, and she was stealing tomatoes off my plants, and I caught her red-handed and hit her with the stick that holds the tomato plants up. And then she got a restraining order, and then I had to move away.
Yeah, how's your movie selection on board?
Oh, it's marvelous. We have the movie, you know, the movie Cat. They made a movie out of the play Cats.
Oh, yeah.
They made the movie Cats. Oh, it's to die for. It's the greatest thing ever. So we watched the Cats and Sharknado. That's one of our favorites also.
Oh.
That's a good one, Sharknado. And Jaws scares me. We've seen Jaws before, and it's very frightening since we're so close to the water. You know, I'm afraid one's going to come up to the porthole in the bottom of the ship and break in and gnaw at my feet in my sleep. It's horrific. The nightmares.
Sounds awful.
The nightmares I have. Horrible.
Now, do you have the food delivered to your room?
Oh yes, we go to the buffet, and whatever's left over, we get to pick. You know, like chicken wings and.
So you're still able to walk around the ship?
Oh yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
We just can't leave because we're quarantined.
Okay.
You know that means we can't leave
the ship.
Because we're quarantined.
Because you're quarantined.
Gotcha. Yes, yes. So, me and Captain Stubby, sometimes we have dinner. Sometimes Gopher comes by, and that one fella, Isaac, he's the bartender, and he's a real swell guy. He's got a big afro, and he's a very friendly dude. And sometimes we make pina coladas, and you know, the talk about my cats.
Do you ever have somebody go for you? Go get stuff for you, like a gopher?
Yeah, we have a gopher.
Okay.
His name is Pico the gopher. Yeah. He's got a little vest he wears. It's like a, like the waiters wear, the velvet, red velvet vests. And it says Pico the gopher on the back. And we let him walk on the catwalk across the ship. And he would go steal some, go to the store for us to, when we get to port, and then go to CVS and get us some supplies. Like suntan lotion and stuff.
Yeah. Well, where was your cruise headed originally?
Well, originally we was headed for, St. John's or somewhere, the islands. I don't know. We just travel south in the warm sunshine, and we go there when they have the fruity islands and, stuff like that.
Nice. Well, I'm sorry for your situation.
Well, it's really not that bad because, I'm working on a new act, and me and my cats are trying to incorporate them into my act with the ventriloquist. But the one cat doesn't like the ventriloquist too much. He bats at his wig like like. Excuse me. I hope I don't have the coming down with something here.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, I had a little cough there. Yeah, the one cat, he's a little out of control, so we have to do a little more training, so it's kind of working out.
So how serious are you in cachet? Do you think you may get married one day?
Well, come to find out, cachet, she was just a gold digger. Really, she just wanted my money.
Oh no! So she's not.
Yeah.
She's not around anymore then.
No, she took a lot of my money and disappeared with the weight training guy who works in the gym. Hmm. Yeah, it was a sad day, but that bitch had to go. I'm gonna have to wrap this up because. I have a 3 o'clock massage.
Oh. But
me and my cats get massages every day.
That sounds wonderful.
And it is, and they just love it. They lay on their backs and kick their feet out, and then they get massaged on their little bellies. Oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
So, yeah, we got that going for us, and... other than that, I'm just free bowling out here in the breeze, getting a little suntan, and just waiting for this coronavirus to go away so I can drink Coronas again, because that's my favorite thing to drink is Coronas, but I can't drink it because of the virus,
Yeah. Do you add lime to that, too?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no other way to drink Corona.
All right. Well, thanks for coming back on the show, giving us an update.
Okay. Well, let me know about those cat masks,
would you? Yep.
Yes, that would be great, because I really need those. And you boys be safe. Don't forget to wash your ass and your hands.
In that order.
And get your hand sanitizer and be careful out there, because people are just... they're just crazy. I mean, next thing you know, they'll be hoarding all the toilet paper,
Can't imagine that. All right. Thanks. Have a good time, and we'll talk back to you later.
Okay, then. Bye, then. Thank you. Bye, gentlemen.
All right.
Nice talking to you, and yeah, bye.
This is the end of the show. So do you guys have anything else you wanted to bring up? Yes. Man.
I think we talked about everything.
I think we got it covered. I
picked up some crunchy peanut butter.
Ooh.
Oh.
So which do you prefer? That, creamy
cause that was
or
your
crunchy?
Because that was your only choice.
Will wanted some.
You eat cream. You eat peanut butter?
Oh, all the time.
I went to the store that the other section that was like totally decimated was like lettuce and celery and, you know, just vegetables, like fresh vegetables.
Yeah.
Nothing. Just gone. Yeah. Crazy. It's nuts.
Even
out
the vegans
there.
Are getting crazy.
It's nuts out there. Yeah. So everybody be
imagine.
Safe.
Imagine all the kids that are going to be born in about 9 months.
Yeah, that's what somebody else said. It's quarantine and stuff. There's going to be a
massive population boom.
Yeah.
To replace all the dead old people.
The COVIDian generation.
Yep. Yeah.
Name his son. How my son's name's Corvin.
So of the Hollywood stars, I heard Idris Elba has got it now.
Who's
well,
that?
Already had it and didn't know it, and is already over it, but still tested positive.
That's true. Yeah. The black guy who was in. He's in that new Hobbs and Shaw movie.
Oh, I didn't see it, but.
But he's in a bunch of other stuff.
I probably Tom, know if I saw him.
Tom Hanks and his wife.
They're supposedly recuperating, right?
Yeah, they were released from the hospital today, right?
Okay, cool. That's good.
And who else has got it? Some guy from Lord of the Rings or something? Or The Hobbit?
Game of Thrones. I heard someone
Game
on there.
Game of Thrones, that's right. Yeah.
I didn't see who it was, though. I just... Yeah, it's going to be... Yeah, more celebrities or politicians start getting it.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be interesting.
That's crazy.
But Jimmy will be okay.
Find out next week.
Yep.
If he doesn't check in for the podcast, he'll be like, uh-oh, something went wrong at training.
Oh, you know what's nice is that I have a Alexa in my. She heard her name.
Uh-oh.
I can say, play the Collective Brain podcast, and then it pops right on.
Oh, my goodness. She knows us, huh?
She knows us.
That's awesome.
Playing it from iTunes podcasts. Hmm. So that's a little nugget of information for all you fans out there.
Yep. Got plenty of time to catch up on some old episodes.
You can probably listen to all 9 years.
All this time off is a good time to relax and smoke some weed.
And listen to some records.
Smoke them if you got them.
Might as well. Buddy of mine, I was talking to him, and he said they went over and got edibles over in not Collinsville, but the other one.
Sauget?
Yeah. It was like a 4-hour wait.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't doubt that.
Just to grab a few edibles and get out.
It's pretty crazy. I'm sure some more stores will open, but probably not in these couple months.
That's such a huge mistake. The state is so dumb.
They've been making a lot of money.
They should have had surplus upon surplus before they opened the doors.
Oh.
They could have made five times more money.
Yeah, they could have.
They should have sold weed and toilet paper. They've been raking it out.
No kidding.
Uh-oh, we lose Jay again?
No, I'm still here. I was I was coughing. Uh-oh.
He
covered his mouth.
Stay away from me, you homo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it. So from here atop the Collective Brain Tower to everyone out there in your homes, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week with an update on the world situation.
Wash your hands.
Yeah. And our expert advice.
Stay away from people.
Yeah, I'd like to get tested because I think we've already had it. A lot of people have already had it, and it's passed through.
I mean, if you have it, had it, and are better, do the tests show that you had it before?
I don't know.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I don't know either.
We'll find out next week.
Yes. Yeah. We'll get on
we'll do some research, and we'll answer that question next week.
Okay. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you have a dream you're dreaming? You.
Do you see the sunshine shining your way?
Ew.
Do you hear a song that sings inside of you?
Ka-ka!
You gotta have a dream to make a dream come true.
This has been a Metal XOR production.
Ooh, that's one of my best transitions. Okay.
When are we starting this podcast?
Goo-goo. I'm non-binary. Goo-goo.
Is this thing on still? Hello? Hello? Hi, hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Hello?